Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
An Extended Little Hand by Greg Bland, Queensland, Australia. My daughter is a single mom bringing up two daughters, 6 and 3 years old. She's on a limited money, aware it only stretches so far, so she economizes, yet is aware her children need to be trained to be caring. So for a treat, she decided on a trip to the little movie theater to see Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. She bundled the little one in a stroller and all three headed out the 2 kilometers to the shopping mall where the movie theater is. Of course, when going to the movies, lollies and drinks are in order of the day, so she stopped at the store for that purchase. Next, she gave the children balloons each. As they continued on toward the movie theater, the younger one was loudly singing the song, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me." My daughter saw a fairly old gray-haired bloke slowly shuffling along toward them. The next thing she knew, the old bloke had turned and was making his way straight to them. My daughter was a little concerned, so she stopped. All the while, her 3-year-old Ellie was still singing. The old bloke shuffled up to them, bent down, and addressed Ellie in a kindly voice, saying, "That's a pretty balloon you have there. May I have it?" Ellie looked him straight in the eye, and with an accepting smile, voice reply, "Yes," and handed the balloon to him. A look of surprise and shock passed over the old bloke's face as he reached for the balloon, offered in an extended little hand. He thanked her gracefully and smiled broadly. Elise's response surprised my daughter greatly. 3-year-old Ellie began to sing again, but changed the lyrics slightly to, "Yes, Jesus loves you." Still smiling, the old bloke handed the balloon back and said, "Thank you very much for your sharing of the balloon with me, but it is really yours to keep." He looked at my daughter and said that it was unusual these days to experience such a kind and polite child. She explained that she was endeavoring to teach her children the value of sharing and respect of elders. With that, the old bloke turned and continued on his way, and my daughter started walking again. Ellie bent forward in the stroller and looked back toward the old bloke as he shuffled away, calling out loudly, "Bye-bye," a number of times and waving. The old bloke stopped, partly turned and waved back. Tears were rolling down his cheeks as he waved, and when he continued on his way, he seemed to stand taller and his shuffling seemed less pronounced.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.